Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local. Catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
Good morning. By the dawn's early light in New York City, we have sunshine mixing with a few, for now, fair weather clouds. But Craig Allen says there is a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later. Some of those thunderstorms could be heavy. Craig says today's high around 83 at WCBS on Tuesday, June 30th. Good morning. The new city budget is due at midnight tonight. Mayor de Blasio says he has a plan to trim $1 billion in funding from the NYPD. Protesters outside City Hall this morning are calling for the mayor to do just that. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is there, and he joins us live. Sean?
The anti-police protesters camped outside City Hall. They were on the move briefly this morning, but they didn't get very far. They were trying to go over to police headquarters. That fizzled out very quickly. But they got their wish. $1 billion cut from the NYPD budget. Our Rich Lamb asked Mayor de Blasio, is this punitive?
No, not at all. Rich, every agency has had to go through a lot of cuts to begin with. Everyone's been going through the exercise. The NYPD did a hell of a good job of saying, okay, here's a bunch of things we could do while still keeping the city safe.
The COVID crisis has plunged the city into a $9 billion deficit. The mayor wants to shift resources to youth programs. Retired police captain and Molloy College professor John Eterno says this cut is going to hurt the city. The department is already suffering.
Oh, morale is horrible. Morale certainly is at a low point in the history of the department. And I would venture to say this, as a police officer, if I'm hearing this, I feel as if my leaders, the executive branch of the government, the mayor, is not backing me up.
As shootings increase across the city, the NYPD will reportedly cut more than 1,000 officers, slash overtime, and transfer school safety to the Department of Education. Live at City Hall, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has hit the pause button on indoor restaurant dining, which was supposed to begin on Thursday. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is in New Jersey and joins us live. Marla?
And Steve, Governor Murphy putting the brakes on limited indoor dining after scenes of people gathering at bars and restaurants with no social distancing or masks.
So unfortunately, the national situation, compounded by instances of knucklehead behavior here at home, are requiring us to hit pause on the restart of indoor dining. For the foreseeable future.
The announcement coming just 2 days before the start of limited indoor dining came as a bit of a shock to restaurant owners who had begun accepting reservations for the holiday weekend and had ordered extra food. The president of the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association, Mary Lou Halverson, tells the Asbury Park Press she would rather have seen the governor deal with the bad actors through enforcement instead of taking a sledgehammer to the entire industry. The extra business was especially important here at the Jersey Shore and in Atlantic City, where the casinos had planned to reopen on the 3rd of July. However, without food or drink on the casino floor and no smoking, some casinos say they will not reopen as scheduled. Reporting live at the Jersey Shore, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York City is tentatively scheduled to enter Phase 3, including limited indoor restaurant dining, on Monday. Governor Cuomo has said he'll make a decision on that tomorrow. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont says he is rethinking the possibility of allowing Connecticut bars to reopen next month. The governor says problems in other states could prompt him to delay the next phase of reopening in Connecticut. Live to the Weather Center now, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is with us. Sunshine now, Craig, but maybe some storms later on.
And we actually do have a couple showers well away from the city, but yes, I think showers and thunderstorms will start developing. You'll see those clouds billow up, tower up during the afternoon hours, and they will form into showers and then thunderstorms, and some do have the potential of reaching heavy to strong limits once again this afternoon, 80 to 85 degrees. By the way, with the showers right now, we have a few over the Poconos, Catskills, and also over eastern Connecticut, which have been dipping southward and now just about to the north shore of eastern Suffolk County. As for tonight, again, the shower activity calms down for a while, about 70, and then Wednesday, varying amounts of clouds, humid, scattered showers, thunderstorms again. And actually a little more numerous tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85 Thursday and Friday, getting back up to 85 to 90, and the thunderstorm threat will be lower for the end of the week for Thursday and Friday. Right now, though, we do have some sun, 68, humidity 84%, and a north breeze at 9.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.